Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for the greatness of your love that is available to us that seek and draw close to you. Thank you, Lord, that your thoughts and your ways is there for your children. And so we can perceive that we wicked and unrighteous when we don't have your thoughts and ways. But as we draw close to you, you fill us with your thoughts. You are not a God far away, hiding away in heaven. You're a God that is here, close, and wanting to be personal. You've knocked us off our horses, and you are there to bring us into your thoughts so that we can walk in the ways that you've set out for us. Hallelujah. Such a beautiful treasure and a beautiful word we're reading this morning, Lord. Bless it to us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Disciples, it's Ephesians 3 verses 1 to 4, and we're reading from the TPT.
Beloved friends, because of my love for Jesus Christ, I'm now his prisoner for the sake of all of you who are not Jews, so that you will hear the gospel that God has entrusted to me to share with you. For this wonderful mystery, which I briefly described, was given to me by divine revelation, so that whenever you read it, you will be able to understand my revelation and insight into the secret mystery of the Messiah.
Hallelujah. Isn't this beautiful? You know, we know, like Paul, we were all going astray and deceived, wrong thoughts, wrong attitudes, wrong actions. But then the Lord met him and knocked him off his horse. And so in the same way, the Lord is resurrected, he's alive. And he knocked us off our horse, off the path that we were going to, which was going nowhere. And he draws close. And now, especially when we perceive, you know, Paul and Peter and these guys, as we saw on Saturday, that the Ephesians chapter 2 on the end, they all got to know their Lord as a God that is alive. He's not, he wasn't dead. And this is what made their life so unique and special. As they walked in the footsteps of Jesus, they also walked in the footsteps of the plan of God for their lives. And so wonderful things have been recorded here for us. And as Paul says, when we read it, we also get that same revelation and that understanding that is backed by God, and a unique life comes to pass. You start waking up to your God, waking up to your destiny, your purpose, and then God draws close. And that's what we all want. We don't want a God just hidden away and never working towards us. That's what all the other gods and religion experiences. We got a God that wants to be intimate and wants to a walk with us, and that's what we must desire. I think of Romans that says that the night is past, the day is at hand. Walk as children of the light. And I think of the scripture that says, awake to righteousness and sin no more, for some have not the knowledge of God. So we must draw close, take hold. I think of Isaiah 55. He says, let the unrighteous man forsake his ways, and the wicked his thoughts. What's the other way around? The wicked his thoughts and the unrighteous man. And God will abundantly pardon. And how does he do that? He must draw close to the Lord, and then God's word will draw near. Seek him while he is near, and God will open up his word, just like rain comes, and rain causes that which is in the soil, those seeds. It causes, rain speaks the seed's language. The reign of God, the rule of God, the word of God speaks the language of the spirit man, and it unites your heart and causes that which is in us, the spiritual, the light, the purpose, the destiny to arise and shine and bud, bear fruit, and bring beauty on this earth. And then we no longer that wicked man or that unrighteous man. We are now the children of the living God, walking in tune with the Lord's word and thoughts. And then he causes us to bud And this is a sign, and this is a memorial to the Lord that won't be taken away. That's from Isaiah 55. I'll send that to you. So, guys, there's an intimacy that God is looking for. It's children coming back to their God. It's a bride coming back to the bridegroom. It's branches being tapped into the vine. That's what it's all about. When you're tapped into the vine, you desire, you ask, and it is given to you. By this the Father is glorified, that we bear much fruit. Arise and shine, for your light has come.
Amen.
Amen.